I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Another city, another dead black man. This time it's in Baltimore, and the black man in question appears to have died from spinal injuries he sustained while in police custody. The details are still unclear. The broad strokes, though, are unmistakable. And so is the wall of misunderstanding between cops and black youth. Sometimes it takes an outsider to break down what's happening right in front of your nose. Take the documentary, Ferguson, A Report from Occupied Territory. It was produced by a colleague who worked here at The World a few years ago, Filipino journalist Orlando De Guzman. I asked him to tell us what surprised him most while making the film.
I think what really surprised me was this great divide in reality between white people and people of color. Just two completely parallel realities, and there's very little crossover between the two.
I mean, as to the question of why Michael Brown was shot to death by the police, you found a system of discriminatory policing that was in place long before Michael Brown was killed. You take it in your film back to the emancipation. Let's take a shortcut, though, starting with a decaying urban St. Louis in the 60s and white flight to the suburbs. Here's an excerpt. This is reporter Tim Poole explaining what that led to.
St. Louis City was powerless to stop the flight of whites to the county. And unlike every other major American city, St. Louis could not, by law, annex the rapidly urbanizing areas at its edges. And so, over time, small, independent municipalities formed around the city. This fractured political system created 90 municipalities, more than 60 police forces, 81 municipal courts, and a justice system that inherited the structural racism of its past.
90 of them? I mean, what did that tell you, and what have been the consequences of that for the people of, say, Ferguson?
Yeah, it was really shocking to me to see so many different municipalities, 90 of them. And, you know, these aren't large municipalities. Some of them are only 0.6 square miles in area. Some of them only have a population of 12 people. Most of these municipalities have their own police forces, have their own municipal courts. And, you know, all of this came out of a legacy of segregation. These municipalities were born out of white people wanting to be separate from black people moving into the city. And, you know, the structural racism of these municipal courts was really apparent. You know, you'd go to these night courts and you'd see, 98% of the population there being black, being processed through the system, being fined huge amounts of money for very, very minor infractions like jaywalking. In fact, the DOJ found, the DOJ report that came out in March found that, you know, jaywalking was one of the biggest generators of revenue and that 98% of the people stopped for jaywalking were black.
Like and, Michael Brown. You know, it was a jaywalking charge.
Yes, it was. And, you know, we met young kids. My co-producer, Katina Parker, who filmed a lot of the municipal court scenes, met young kids who were just barely finishing high school who had to pay $500 jaywalking fines in neighborhoods where there are no sidewalks and no crosswalks.
Orlando, you're originally from the Philippines. How did what you saw in Ferguson compared to what you saw growing up?
I'm from a country where, you know, we have a saying, you know, it's better to be in the company of seven devils than one policeman. I've had many experiences with the police, with my father, you know, traveling, moving across the country, being stopped at pretty much every police checkpoint, and to the point where, you know, we've run out of money and the cops would simply ask for my dad's shoes.
Wow.
You know, so there's that kind of corruption. But what I saw here in the United States was something very different and actually something really disturbing, in that this kind of systemic stopping of and fining and this obsession with the movement of black people in their own communities was something that really struck me. And it was something that was just unquestionable, that this was just normal.
Let me just jump in. I mean, what about the frustration of working and living in an inherently corrupt system like that for the police officers who also did not create the system? Did you speak with any of them? Are they working toward a more healthy relationship with the community they police?
The police were very cagey. I spoke with some officers kind of off the record, you know, out in the streets. None of them really wanted to get on the record about their sort of day-to-day experiences. And that wasn't really the focus of the documentary. So it wasn't something that I really pursued. I really just wanted to show what was the experience of people living in Ferguson, living not just in Ferguson, but in other communities around there, what it's like to be under constant sort of police surveillance, under constant police scrutiny. And, you know, it was really quite startling. You just had so many daily interactions with the police. Most of them probably peaceful, nonviolent, but then there's always the chance that any of these could turn, you know, could turn sour really, really quickly, and that's what we saw with Mike Brown.
Filipino journalist Orlando De Guzman produced the new documentary Ferguson, a report from occupied territory. Orlando, thanks for speaking with us, and thanks for taking the time to explain some of these things that have been kind of lacking here in the media. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.
You can see Orlando De Guzman's eye-opening film on Ferguson at PRI.org.